Passing on our faith is the responsibility of all generations, including grandparents. And there's an event coming up that grandparents can really benefit from. It's the Legacy Grandparenting Summit at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Orillia, coming up Saturday, February 22nd. Pastor Paul Carter is one of the organizers, and he's here to tell us about it. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
First of all, tell us about the Grandparent Summit, what it's about, and we'll get into some of the more details after.
Yeah, well, the purpose of the Grandparent Summit is to energize and equip grandparents so that they can take advantage of this unique season that they have at this stage of life to reach out to their children and their grandchildren, and to play a pivotal role in the decision that those children will make to follow the Lord and to help them grow in their faith. And so the idea is, not that anyone necessarily would, but instead of spending your retirement, golfing five times a week or whatever, here's a mission for you, and here's some equipping and some resources that can help you really lean into that.
Mm, yeah, because sometimes we think it's like, okay, we raised our kids, that's good enough,
yeah,
we're done, now it's up to them. But I guess we still have to carry a little bit of the load.
Oh, 100%, and I think particularly so today. I think, you know, I've got kids that range from 27 down to 13, and it feels like it's getting harder every year to raise kids in this culture. And so I think it's always been a multi-generational project, but it certainly is nowadays. It's going to take a village to raise the child. It's going to take the whole church, and it's going to take moms and dads, aunties and uncles, and grandmas and grandpas.
Mm, yeah, because things change so fast. We need those touchstones to each part of history that's alive today.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, people might understand, so this is, it is sort of a simulcast type thing, is it not?
Yeah, that's right. It's, apparently there are 10,000 participants in over 150 sites across North America, but it's actually being beamed out of the U.S. It's being beamed out of Alabama, a church in Alabama.
Okay. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the speakers and some of the topics?
Mm-hmm, yeah, so it's a ministry of the Legacy Coalition, which I think was started back in 2016 by Dr. Larry Fowler. So there's a number of good speakers, people that you've probably heard of before: Dr. Larry Fowler, Jeff Myers, Ann Graham Lotz, Harvey Carey, Crawford Loritz, James Baggs, a number of speakers and contributors who will each hit a different piece of this process.
That's perfect. So yeah, we're getting a lot of perspectives. So if you had a question about it, you're probably going to get that covered, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So now to attend, it's going to be, tell us the location and the times and where we can get some tickets to the event.
So to the best of my knowledge, we're the only host in Ontario. There's there's all these different sites across North America, but we're the only host in Ontario. And so if people are interested, they can get information on our website, Cornerstone Baptist Church. And so the website is cornerstoneorillia.org, or they can go directly to the ministry website, legacycoalition.com /summit, I should say. So legacycoalition.com/summit. And then they can just select us as a host, and they'll get all the information and they'll be able to sign up in either of those locations.
Perfect. And it's, again, important to stress that this is from a Christian perspective, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're expecting, you know, life skills and stuff like that, there's a lot of it. But you can count on this as a way to pass on our faith in a biblical way and to make sure that we understand how... I'm saying we because I am a grandparent, believe it or not, Paul.
Yeah, I believe it.
not very long. I'm a newbie at this, and I'm starting to think about this.
It is surprising how many young we've got grandparents in the church who are significantly younger than me. And so this is not just for those who are retired. It's for those who are just committed to the process and wanting to be trained and equipped for their part in the process.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, all of us come to faith at different stages in life, too, because...
Yeah.
You may have a family just coming into faith or a grandparent just becoming a Christian. And now, okay, there isn't that legacy, but you want to start one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's nothing, I mean, as a parent, I can tell you there's nothing that means more to me than seeing my children walk in the ways of the Lord. And when they stray and when they have trouble, nothing rests heavier on your heart. And I think it's harder to pass on faith today. The degree of difficulty just seems higher. There's more voices coming at the kids through the internet, through social media, through their phones. And so we need all hands on deck, and we need, again, grandmas and grandpas often play an important role. I know with my parents have a great relationship with my kids, and that's, we just see that as so helpful. It's such an ally to us. Yeah. Because sometimes kids just need to see and hear the same things from mom and dad, but they need to hear that from other people.
That's
right. So grandmas and grandpas play a huge role in that.
Well, sometimes the kids won't tell mom or dad, but they will tell grandma and grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah.
We get in on
that
secrets.
Too. And it's great. I don't care who is telling you this stuff. I want you to receive the gospel. I want you to receive wisdom. I want people to be encouraging my kids in the ways and in the Word of God. And it doesn't have to come from me. I'm happy to be part of the team.
That's right. It's the Legacy Grandparenting Summit 2025. And Paul Carter, we're going to post some of those links on our like website so we can keep spreading the word. Thanks for telling us about it.
Yeah, it's coming up soon. Saturday, February 22nd, 8 to 4:30. We're looking forward to it.